to Business every week. I'm your host, Aileon, and I'm so excited to have you join me for this week's podcast. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in into my three-part mini-series entitled Process, Pain, and Pace. If you have not heard that three-part mini-series, you are missing out. Man, it was so good, and I enjoyed recording it, and you guys responded so well. Thank you for everybody that responded to that and commented and liked it and shared it. Thank you so much for that. I do see all that you are saying and writing and talking to me about. So I'm glad that you guys enjoyed that podcast series. If you didn't listen to it, go back, check it out, because there's so many gems in it. This week, I am going to talk to you guys about learning from an inferior position. We live in a day and age where everybody is obsessed about being the boss or being a leader. Everybody wants to be in charge. Everybody wants to wear the leader hat or be in a leadership position. And I noticed that people are so obsessed with being a leader, but they really don't know what leadership requires and what it entails, and even the process of becoming a leader. People are so obsessed, so much so, that they skip the steps just to say they're in charge. But what I found out and what I've come to realize is that leadership really isn't a title or a nameplate or a parking space or whatever. Leadership is an acquired skill. I've taken personality tests. I mean, I've taken so many, from Myers-Briggs to, I forgot the name of the one that I took just recently, but I've taken several personality tests, and some of them would say that I'm a leader, and a lot of them show your strengths and they show your weaknesses and things like that. I've also read several books and articles that characterize people as natural born leaders and others as not so much. But I personally believe that anybody can become a leader if they're willing to put in the work. As a human being, we are naturally born selfish. It's our natural instinct to look out for ourselves and our best interests. But as we grow as individuals, we learn how to look out for the greater good of others. So caring for someone else is a learned behavior, not something that we naturally do just because we're great people. You learn to be great. And as a great leader, you have to look out for other people. It's your responsibility to look out for the team and the mission of the organization, not just yourself. And part of a leader's responsibility is to effectively communicate, delegate, manage the team members, and plan for the future. A great leader has great character, and it possesses the elements of integrity, focus, and determination, just to name a few. All of these attributes are learned attributes. They're not inherited through DNA. I believe that in one way or another, everybody is a leader. It doesn't matter if you're a leader of an organization, a leader of your household, or just leading yourself. Everybody is a leader. And the schoolhouse and the development ground for any leader is an inferior position or place. That looks like you coming up under someone who has more wisdom or information and or experience than you do to learn what they know. It also can look like you operating in a lower position to learn what you need to learn on that level, so you can take that experience to the next level of your leadership journey. Every aspect of your life's journey is to fine-tune you into becoming the best person and or leader that you can be. Every experience, good or bad, is a lesson that will help develop you. Learning from an inferior position gives you the opportunity to see things in yourself that you wouldn't necessarily see while you're in a leadership position. Most leaders have to focus on the future. So I think that a great leader likes to or lives in the future. They have to foresee events before they go, so before they happen. So if your team is spearheading a big project, you have to emotionally take yourself to the place if you guys win, and emotionally take yourself to the place if you guys lose. So you have to be prepared always for the future. So a lot of times leaders are not able to see the little details or be involved in every planning meeting. So that gives you as a person that's on the team or in an inferior position an opportunity to see how your leader leads and how your leader works, but also it gives you information to know how the systems in itself work. Most people run organizations, but they couldn't tell you how the janitor mops the floor or how often the janitor mops the floor. But you in an inferior position will know, like, oh, the janitor comes around every other day to mop the floor. Those little things that most leaders have to overlook because they have to deal with so much on their plate is something that you can learn and master while you're on that level, so that when you do get into a leadership position of any kind, whether you're leading yourself or leading 100 people, you know how to negotiate, you know how to negate through every situation at every level. But if you're so obsessed with just being a leader, just being the person in charge, you'll miss those vital lessons that's necessary for you to advance to the next level. Leadership, I believe personally that people evolve as leaders every single day. You can be sitting next to a leader and they not know that they're a leader. You could be a leader and not even know you're a leader, but just how you control and posture yourself. So leadership doesn't just come from having a title of a leader. Leadership starts within you. So while you're in an inferior place or position, make sure that you're learning every single thing that you can learn. And sometimes you have to be brought lower to see things on a higher perspective. There are times, even personally in your life, like there are times that I can say that I had to be in a low place to learn a difficult lesson that helped me as I evolved going forward. So it's kind of like you being in school, being up under a teacher or a professor, learning from them, getting all the information, and then you go out into the career world or whatever world you live in, you'll go out into the world and use the knowledge that you learned when you were in school learning the information. So it's about being able to convert the lessons that you learned in an inferior place and maximizing it as you go forward into your next level of leadership. So I just wanted to do this really quick short podcast to say, don't despise the days of humble beginnings. Learn all that you can, take in all that you can, become all that you can, so that when you're in that leadership position or leadership role, or when you become that mom or husband or wife or whatever it is that you aspire to do or become, you'll be ready and prepared for your position. Take the time to learn while you're low and you'll get results. Great results when you go high. So I hope you guys enjoyed this really short and quick podcast. And I hope that you guys take time to investigate and take inventory of all the things that you're learning while you're in a low place. Do not despise the low place. Anywho, I love you guys. I hope you have a wonderful week. If you love this podcast, please share it with your friends and followers. Rate it on iTunes or however you listen to your podcast. And guess what, guys? This podcast is everywhere, literally. Like, it is on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher. I mean, you can find this podcast anywhere. So you have no excuses not to share with your friends and followers, and you have no excuse not to listen. So anyway, share. If you guys want to ask me any questions or just comment or tell me anything, you can email me at aliananitashow@gmail.com. You also can follow me on all social media handles at aliananita. I am aliananita on all of the things, so you can just find me there. And as always, stay blessed and be relevant.